This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And we're going to be talking later in the program with reporter David Scharfenberg about the Massachusetts House, which just voted to expel one of its own, Carlos Enriquez, who was convicted of domestic violence. But let's begin today with health care. It's been 4 months since the Massachusetts Health Connector website was retooled to meet the new federal rules under the Affordable Care Act.
And the site has largely been nothing but problems for the people trying to use it to sign up for health insurance.
Governor Deval Patrick this morning announced that the chief strategy officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield Massachusetts is being brought back in to help fix the site and get the state's insurance marketplace back on track.
The state is also paying the technology firm Optum nearly $10 million for 30 days of repair work on the site. The governor stressed that fixing the site is an issue of fairness.
We're not going to let anybody go without insurance. It's not going to happen. We have an obligation here that is an obligation in law, and we have a moral obligation and a commitment to doing so.
Soon, we'll talk to Sarah Isselin, the woman picked to repair the exchange. But joining us first is WBUR's Martha Biebinger, who's been covering this story. Martha, hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey. So the Massachusetts Exchange was the model for the entire Affordable Care Act, and yet now it's not working well. It's like Massachusetts went from first to last. What happened?
Well, the report out today from an outside vendor points to two big problems. They both boil down, though, to leadership. Leadership on the part of the vendor, CGI, who was supposed to build the website, and leadership on part of the state, who was the customer in this case. So on the part of the vendor, they didn't have a point person who could execute. They didn't have a team who could do the work they were supposed to do. On the part of the state, there's a really disturbing list, though, too, Carrie. It says they never defined a baseline set of requirements for the site. They had no master schedule. They had three people who would, in many cases, argue about which way to go, somebody from the connector, somebody from the Department of Health and Human Services, and somebody from UMass. So it seems like there's a lot of blame to go around.
It does, indeed. So what changes did the governor announce today, and do experts think that it'll be enough to fix what ails the health connector?
Well, for one thing, he did, as you pointed out, name Sarah Isselin to head the whole thing. So now there will be a boss. There'll be somebody in charge, somebody who will make the final decision about changes that need to be made. She will be assisted, as you said, by Optum, who has a lot of IT experience and, in fact, was the partner to help fix the federal website, also then at the time built by CGI. And so Optum will bring a lot of that experience to try to help Massachusetts. They'll bring in a lot more people to help immediately with the call centers. But your question about whether this can be fixed long term still seems to be open. They're going to stay with CGI for now because they have the existing software and they want to build off of that. But they're not sure that that's the best long term fix.
Got it. And Martha, tens of thousands of people in the state have been forced to enroll in temporary plans. They've been held in a kind of limbo for health insurance. How will these people be affected?
Well, we don't know exactly when that limbo period is going to end. The people who did have subsidized coverage, it's called Commonwealth Care, that was extended through the end of March. But it's not clear whether the state will be able to fix the website so it can process all of those applications by the end of March, or whether they need another extension.
Wow. And very briefly, Martha, you talked about blame, or we can talk about accountability. Is there talk of that today about who will be held accountable for this mess?
Not really. So UMass, which was a partner in building the original website and was actually the lead liaison with the contractor, is now out of the picture. It's all Sarah Isselin, who reports directly to the governor on fixes going forward. There is no talk, though, about ways that CGI, the contractor, will be held accountable. And there's no talk about further accountability on behalf of the state.
Well, Martha Biebinger covers healthcare for WBUR. Thank you so much, Martha, for coming in.
Sure.
Thanks. And joining me now is Sarah Isselin, who's just been appointed to oversee the fixes to the Health Connector website by the governor. In fact, the headline on our Common Health blog today is, "Can this woman fix the Health Connector, please?" Sarah Isselin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what would you say, what are the problems that need to be first addressed?
Well, first, I would just remind everyone that we now in Massachusetts lead the nation in the number of people with insurance coverage. 97% of our residents have coverage, and no other state can touch it. But the bottom line is the website that was supposed to make it easy for people to renew their coverage and transition from our state health reform to the federal reform law has not worked well enough. And as Martha said, we've brought in an independent consultant to understand how we got here. She pointed out the conclusions of that report, and today the governor announced changes that he's making, including the appointment of me to address them and get this back on track.
So, Sarah Islin, can you make any kind of commitment? When can Massachusetts residents expect the site to work normally?
So I started yesterday and will be serving in this role for the next 4 months. And my first order of business is really rolling up my sleeves and digging in deeply. I've read the report from the consultant that was brought in, MITRE. I'm digging in deeply with the new vendor that Martha mentioned, Optum, who's been engaged to really advise us and answer the questions around how much will we be able to rely on technology to get through this critical deadline coming up at the end of March, versus, you know, how much are we going to need to rely on workarounds. But the bottom line is that I am confident that we've got the resources in place to ensure that folks don't lose coverage. I'm actually flying to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to meet with the head of CMS, Marilyn Taverner, to talk about options that we might be able to pursue, including extensions of our existing state health program. And one way or another, we'll ensure that folks don't lose coverage and that in the long term, we really get to our goal of having a world-class website.
Mm-hmm. And personally, what are your biggest lessons from the consultant's report that was released today on the website's failings?
You know, I think it's really clear from the report that there's frankly blame to go around. It's both clear that the vendor that was hired was not able to deliver the website they were hired to deliver, and it's also clear, as Martha said, that the project management oversight and infrastructure was inadequate for the task. That is something that the governor addressed in the changes that he made today.
Mm-hmm. And if you'll permit me a slightly more pointed question, now you've been known as a policy person in the past, not so much as a tech person. And critics point out that, you know, a big part of the problem so far was that policy people were the overseeing things, not techies. How would you respond to that?
Well, among the responsibilities that I've had includes, in the governor's first term, I was the commissioner of the Division of Healthcare Finance and Policy, and that agency actually managed a program called the Uncompensated Care Pool. It's a $500 million program that finances care for folks without health insurance. Part of my responsibility when I ran that state agency was actually to transition that program to a new program that had to, for the first time, actually process healthcare claims. And anyone who's ever seen a healthcare claim, I think, has a window into how complex an undertaking that was. It was mm-hmm. an enormous IT project that I successfully oversaw in the 3 years I had that role. So I'm no stranger to high-level executive responsibility for project management oversight, and I'm really looking forward to working closely with both our outside consultants and the team of leaders at the Connector, at the Medicaid program, and the Executive Office of Health and Human Services at Administration and Finance. And by working together in this new structure with these new resources, I'm confident we're going to get this back on track.
Mm-hmm. So it's territory you know well. But here's another pointed question. What about the fact that you're coming from Blue Cross Blue Shield, the state's biggest insurer? So you're revolving the door back in from private industry. Any possibility for conflict of interest there?
It's a great and a very fair question, and in fact one that both I, Blue Cross, and the governor was concerned enough about that before I signed on for this job, we reached out to the State Ethics Commission to get their advice and counsel about not just could we make this work, but also, you know, what are the parameters under which, as I manage this new responsibility, I ensure that we don't get into any situations that would create a conflict of interest. So to just get more specific and granular about it, it means that any plan-specific health information will not ever cross my desk. And that's important to everyone involved, and I obviously have a pretty significant personal stake in making sure that we navigate that completely appropriately.
Got it. Well, Sarah Islin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sarah Islin has most recently been the Chief Strategy Officer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. She's just been appointed to oversee the fixes to the Health Connector website by the governor.
And listeners, stay with us. Coming up, Irish writer Roddy Doyle on his new novel, The Guts, which brings back Jimmy Rabbit from The Commitments. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. This is Radio Boston.